guard. I'll let you try my Wu-Tang style.
Back here on Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Chase McKay, Michelle Knezvik here with you. Let's head to Indy. Talk to Teron Davenport, Titans NFL Nation reporter for ESPN, who's been covering the combine. TD, what's up?
Hey, TD.
Hey, what's going on? How's everybody?
We're feeling good. We are feeling good.
I'm feeling good. You hear that music in the background?
I know. You're feeling real good with the Wu-Tang going on. But I got to tell you, I am becoming a big fan of Rand Carthon when I listen to him speak.
Oh, yeah.
Because he seems like a no-nonsense kind of guy, but laid back about it. You know, like he's like, he's your pal, but if you're doing something he doesn't like, he'll call you out on it. I thought he handled himself great yesterday. But I start with this. I still feel like both he and Mike Vrabel are non-committal on Ryan Tannehill, especially when I hear comments of, well, he's under contract. It doesn't give me the warm and fuzzy feeling of, no, that's our guy. He's our quarterback. He'll be our quarterback for years to come. I still feel like they're in that evaluating process when it comes to Ryan Tannehill. Agree or disagree?
Yeah, no, I agree. And it's interesting because it seems like Rand Carthon is a little tired of the Tannehill questions, but they're going to continue to come as long as there isn't a hard commitment or saying that you're going to move on. So it's just one of those things where they, I guess, are going to have to continue to evaluate it. It's something that you're going to have to watch, like how this whole QB carousel works out. We'll just have to see. We will have to see. I would keep Tannehill.
Yeah, and so would I, because of all the holes that they have to fill, and that's something that Vrabel talked about. But do you feel like they're going to come out of Indy and have in their head of, okay, there's some quarterbacks here that you know we could potentially move up for, or if they are there at 11, we could take. Do you think they'll be able to answer that part of the question this week?
I think they could get a little bit more clear of a picture because you're getting to sit down with the guys. And, you know, one of the things with the quarterbacks is you have to make sure that it's someone that could come in and command a huddle. And if you remember with Jalen Hurts, that's one of the things I said, man, the guy, he progressed every year as a passer. But most importantly, he was someone that you could see going in there and telling 10 guys something to follow him, and they'll follow him. So those meetings, that's really going to be critical, whether it's, you know, C.J. Stroud, Will Levis, Bryce Young, even Anthony Richardson, you know, that's another option. And I could see them just from the meetings itself, right? You watch the film, but then they'll be able to put characteristics and personality to that film. Sometimes you fall for a guy, and next thing you know, it's like, okay, now it's time to see what you could do to move up to get him.
We got Teron Davenport on with us live from Indianapolis at the NFL Combine. Teron, just a couple of minutes ago, there's been some breaking news at the NFL Combine surrounding Jalen Carter, there is an arrest warrant out for him in Athens after being associated with the fatal accident with one of his teammates and recruiting employees with the University of Georgia. I know that he was scheduled to speak at 10:30. Did you get to catch any of that, or has there been any other updates, I guess, from there? And what has been maybe the vibe surrounding that as it's all beginning to unpack this morning?
Yeah, well, you know, there was a huge crowd at Podium One for him to come out and speak, but they didn't have him available. He wasn't with the group at all. So it's one of those things where, understandably, they didn't want to have him out there, expose him to the questions that will come. I understand doing that. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, right, it's obviously a tragedy. But I'm glad that this came out now, because there's now time to vet it and really see exactly what the tie was, and not during the draft, right, where it's like, okay, we don't have time to look into this, but we know you're associated, so guess what, buddy? We're not going to draft you, a la Laramie Tunsil. So, but like I said, it's a tragedy, right? And they're just going to have to look into it and figure it out. But that's pretty much all that we've been told. He was pulled from, not, he wasn't available at all to speak.
Got it. So Teron Davenport live in Indianapolis at the NFL Combine. Teron, just looking at your Twitter, you've had the opportunity, you know, talk to a lot of different prospects coming through this NFL Combine. Has there been any specific player who's just really stuck out to you, whether it's from their interview, you know, a question that was asked in your time so far in Indianapolis?
Yeah, Will Anderson and Nolan Smith, those guys were big-time personality guys. And, I mean, it's go figure, you know, Georgia and Alabama. Those are schools that, you know, really prepare guys to be able to come to the league and speak. They stood out. But I really enjoyed talking to two guys. One was Will Anderson, the fourth, Will McDonald, the fourth. I talked to him about, so if you watch his film, we're talking about a dude that's like 6'3", 235 pounds. Mm-hmm. And they had him playing inside, you know, so you're going against guards and centers. And I pulled him aside. I was like, my man, like, what did they do to you? I know you couldn't have liked that. He was like, man, I loved it. It let me whoop up on guards and centers instead of just tackles. And I was like, okay. So it was good talking to him. He actually was at the Senior Bowl, and he had a really good Senior Bowl. He did meet with the Titans. He had an informal with them. So he was a good conversation. Derek Hall from Auburn, he actually was there with McDonald at the Senior Bowl. I asked him about that experience, and it was funny because he mentioned the assistant defensive line coach that the Titans have, Clinton McMillan, who was down there as part of the program to have assistant coaches get a little bit more experience. And he said that he really liked working with Coach McMillan. We talked a little bit about his long arm, like his stab, and how he plays with a lot of power. So those were two guys that stood out the most to me so far. We still got the receivers up, so I'm sure, you know, talking to Zay Flowers or one of those guys is going to replace it as my combine experience. But it's been fun so far, that's for sure.
Teron Davenport is with us from Indianapolis. When we were talking about quarterbacks earlier, you know, Anthony Richardson's name came up. And I remember a couple of years ago, you and I had a lot of conversations about Jalen Hurts. And I've given you a ton of credit on Jalen Hurts because to this point you have been 100% right. But Anthony Richardson's a guy that I just kind of look at and I'm like, I got to see more. You know, maybe he's a guy, you let him sit for a year. But it feels like people are really high on him. When it comes to his draft stock right now, where are you on Anthony Richardson?
Yeah, I'm high on him. I think, you know, top 15 pick. But for me, he has to go to a team that is definitely able to develop a quarterback and has proven to be able to do so, or at least have somebody that has proven it. I think that's the main thing. And it's a lot like I remember when Cam Newton was coming out, and I remember Jim Harbaugh, the 49ers coach, he said that he had plutonium-level potential. And that's what Anthony Richardson has, because you'll see him, you look at the, the Florida State game where he had the long, extra long run. You know, he moved around in the pocket and then was able to find a lane and he just outran everybody. You look at some of the other games where like he wiggles in the pocket and then he's able to deliver the ball on a rope on a post to one of the receivers for a touchdown. There's a lot of throws that you look at and you'll say, oh, man. But then there are some other times where you look at it and say, I don't know. So you got to take the good with the bad, but I like him. I think he's a playmaker. I always like guys who aren't scared in the pocket, whereas they see that flash of color and it becomes go time instead of go down time. You know what I mean? So it's fun to watch guys who have that ability, but yeah, there's so much potential with him. If someone could unlock it, they're going to have probably the best quarterback in this class.
So, TD, if you had to give us in order, how do you view these quarterbacks? So with Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, Will Levis, and Anthony Richardson, how are you ranking them 1 through 4?
Yeah, so I'm going Bryce Young because that's instant product. I'm looking out the window at Tim Kelly walk by. That's instant production. He's right away, you know what you're getting from him. Then I go CJ Stroud, the accuracy and anticipation that he has, that game in the playoff game that he put out, that impressed me. It really impressed me. The question is, okay, well, how will he be without this NFL group of receivers, right? You know, you look at what he's had the last couple of years. I think he will be fine. So he will be two. Then I'm going Anthony Richardson. We talked about the potential. And then from there, I go to Will Levis. And the thing with Will Levis that really stands out to me is the ability to stand in the pocket and throw the ball 70 yards down the field on a rope. Sometimes it looks like he's just standing over top of the receiver and dropping it into his hands. So that's the impressive part with me. But then you have the other things, like he comes into Vandy and gets beat. Like, no, I struggle to trust a quarterback from that perspective.
So I know all too well, TD.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that's how I would rank those four. But I tell you what, I put Caleb Williams from USC over all of them.
Yeah, he's special.
He is.
He is special, yeah, for yeah. sure. TD, thanks as always. I know you got another busy day there in Indy. Have fun, especially when you talk to the wide receivers. But we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, TD.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate it. You guys take care.
You too. Teron Davenport, Titans NFL Nation reporter for ESPN. Having some fun. He's in his element right now at NFL Combine and does a fantastic job for us. And what can the Titans get done at the Combine outside of being noncommittal on Ryan Tannehill? We'll talk about some of the other things that they're looking at coming up next here on Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.